The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we're asking, though, if we take enough risks when it comes to cooking, or do we tend to stick to the same dinners every day of the week? Well, if you're tempted to get a little more exotic and adventurous when it comes to mealtimes, we have some inspiration for you because chef and author Adrian Martin is here with me. Hello, Adrian.
Hello.
Have you ever tried to feed your children or your child? You've got a 2-year-old, haven't you, coming up? Spice and anything different.
We try everything on them. Yeah.
This is the problem that I have, is why you always go back to the old reliables that your mammy made for you, because it's hard to get them to eat anything different, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we've tried everything on him. So like he you hand them something, because he's a boy, he'll just eat everything you hand to him. Even spices.
Oh, really? And
yeah, it's really opened our eyes. We've tried everything. I've been feeding them langoustines, I've been feeding them lobster, I've been feeding, like, he has a diet. A typical chef will like go, here, try this.
And it's going down well.
Yeah, it's going down well. He likes all his food. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's a great eater. So I can't complain. Opposite to me, when I was growing up, I was a terrible eater. So I was very fussy.
I suppose it depends what was handed to you. Maybe you weren't being handed langoustine, at the age of one.
No.
But you want us to try Guatemalan food today.
Yeah, so I think that we think too basic when it comes to dinner time, and I'm guilty of it myself, because you're working hard, you're going home, and the last thing you really want to think of is dinner. So we started exploring, and I think it's lovely because it lends you to actually want to travel there as well. So we tend to explore like new cuisines, and I love the fact of this because this is relative to me, because my wife she was adopted from Guatemala at the age of 6 months old to an Irish family. So she grew up on potatoes and everything that we all eat ourselves. She grew up on everything like that. And she speaks Osceola as well. So she couldn't get more Irish if you tried. So what we've started to do is we've started to resonate back to her origin, and we've explored totally the cuisine, because my son is also half Guatemalan as well. And we've found dishes that are extraordinary in flavor and so easy to put together. And it's just a totally new type of food that really excites me and excites us when we're having dinner.
Well, I like the sound of this velvety chicken stew that you have. Tell me about this one.
So this is the most common Guatemalan dish that there is. It's called pepian de pollo. So pepian de pollo translates, pollo is chicken. I don't know what pepian means, to be honest, which I haven't a clue.
It sounds good though.
But the flavour profile of this is so unusual. When I cooked this for the first time, I cooked it for Maria and her brother. Her brother is also adopted from Guatemala, from a different family. And I cooked this for both of them for the first time ever. And they were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. It tastes so good. So how you make it is you boil your chicken. So you break down a whole chicken. So you've got legs, you've got the breasts, everything's on the bone, the wings. And you boil this in a stock. Very, very simply. So you just literally not boil this, but simmer it. So you've lovely poached chicken.
You don't want it breaking up in bits.
Yeah. And then what you do then is you work on your sauce while your chicken is cooking. And the sauce is basically, you take tomatoes, which you just cut into half, and you char those. So you char them on a pan so they go dark.
Fresh tomatoes.
Fresh tomatoes. Onions, the same thing. Keep the skins on. Char those at the same time. And then what you do then is you've that charred vegetables into a blender along with toasted pumpkin seeds, toasted sesame seeds, and some cinnamon, so fresh cinnamon. And you blitz that together. I'm probably missing something. Oh yeah, a little bit of they love coriander. So coriander stalks in there as well. And the last ingredient then to follow this is an ingredient which you'll find in specialty supermarkets, but also you'll find in some supermarkets. Well, it's called achote. It's very unusual.
Is it a spice or what is it?
It's a spice, but it's not spicy. It's not like, really hot or whatever. It's smoky in flavor, but it gives a beautiful velvety red color to the dish. Then you have two chilies in this, okay? So there's a guayo chili, which is a dry chili, and then there's a pasilla chili.
See, now I'm buying these things, right, to make this dish, and then they're going to live in the back of the press.
No, but see, that's the thing.
5 to 10 years, and then I'll find them and I'll say, oh yeah, remember Adrian told me to make that thing. That's what they were for.
But the thing is, if you have them there, you'll always go, all right, I actually have all those ingredients again to make pepian again, so I can just make it again. So wait, that's the idea of this. So those two chilies, you'll find them, they're dried, and you'll find them in all supermarkets. I've just named them, which normally we don't. So yeah. Normally we say just chili, okay?
Okay.
But this is not spicy at all. When you taste this, it's as mild as you can get. It's probably the like your bog standard chicken curry mildness in that kind of sense. So you blitz all that together, you add your chicken to the sauce, finish with chopped coriander, and
that's
trust
it.
It is the most delicious thing that you can try. And you can batch cook that, make that sauce ahead of time, and away you go.
And you're serving the chicken on the bone.
Chicken's on the bone, okay. Yeah, all day long. Yeah.
And can we have a bowl of mash with that?
Yeah, I have. I'm guilty of that. Because I did a recipe of it online, and I served it with mash. And everyone's like, you don't serve it with mash.
But you do.
Yeah.
And you
so,
can.
Now, traditionally, it's served with the tacos, or like the tortillas.
Mm-hmm.
So the corn tortillas.
Which is fine, but I think we need the extra carbs, don't we?
I love the mash.
I think we do. Yeah. So give us the name of that again.
So that's Pepin de Pollo.
Pepin de Pollo.
Yeah, Pepin de Pollo. So P-E-P-I-N, D-E and Pollo, okay. Polo, P-O-L-L-O.
Sounds good.
Yeah, gorgeous.
So what else have you got for us from Guatemala then?
So I have then, which is a sweet dish. So after all the chocolate of the weekend, I love this. So this is called, this is a really difficult one to pronounce, Rellenitos de Platanos.
Well
called.
Done. I won't try it, but that's great.
And this is basically the equivalent to, I would always compare this to churros, because the same flavor profile as churros is gorgeous. It's sweet. Wheat. But what they do then is you use all their own ingredients. So what you do is you take plantains. So plantains, it looks like a banana. They have to be ripened. I've learned the hard way because I've done unripened ones and they take forever to boil. And you boil them in the skins. So what happens is the plantain softens down like a banana. You boil it in cinnamon and water and a little bit of sugar. And then you remove them from the skins and you mash the plantain. You mix in then some breadcrumbs and a little bit of flour. And then what you do then is you make then a chocolate stuffing for them. So the chocolate is made with black beans. So you have black beans cooked down with dark chocolate and cinnamon. And then what you do then is you stuff the little, you make them into like little, I don't say like gyozas or like little dumplings. So you make like little dumplings out of them and you fry them in some oil until they're really, really crispy. And you have then stuffed with the black beans and chocolate inside. And when you open it up, dusted with cinnamon sugar, it is the most delicious, crispy dessert ever. Rellenitos de Platanos.
Sounds good. So basically what you're telling us to do is expand our horizons a little bit, Adrian, beyond the old mince.
Yeah.
And savory mince. Nothing wrong with that if you're having savory mince. All right, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much. Oh, a listener's travelled around Guatemala before and absolutely loved the food and wants to try and recreate it. Well, there you go. Adrian has the ideas. Thanks to everybody for listening today. And if you missed anything, you can check it out on the Go Loud app. Thanks to the team, Cormac McDonough on sound, D. King, Helena O'Toole and Alex Russo. Produced, research by David O'Connor. And our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.